Welcome to the AI Daily Briefing for Monday, June 1st, 2026. I'm Bob, and here's what happened in AI over the last 24 hours. Let's start with the biggest hardware story in years. At Computex in Taiwan, Jensen Huang dropped a bombshell. NVIDIA's entering the PC market. The RTX Spark Superchip, built in partnership with Microsoft, packs a Blackwell GPU with over 6,000 CUDA cores, 128 gigs of unified memory, and one petaflop of AI inference performance, all running locally on thin and light laptops. Huang called the AI PC reinvention, quote, as big as the smartphone shift. Microsoft immediately unveiled the Surface Laptop Ultra, a direct MacBook Pro competitor built on RTX Spark ARM, with a 15-inch mini LED display hitting 2,000 nits and dedicated workstation ports. Asus, Dell, HP, Lenovo, and MSA are all shipping RTX Spark laptops this fall. The takeaway, fully offline AI agents with massive context windows are becoming a hardware feature, not just a software dream. Anthropic released Claude Opus 4.8, and the pricing story is more dramatic than the benchmark gains. The model ships at the same price as Opus 4.7, $15 per million input tokens, $25 per million output, but the real news is fast mode, which just got three times cheaper. $10 per million input, $50 per million output, at roughly 2.5 times normal speed. That brings high throughput inference within reach of production workloads. On the capability side, it's a step up rather than a leap. 88.6% on SEOB Bench Verified versus 87.6 for Opus 4.7. But Anthropic also launched dynamic workflows, letting the model spawn hundreds of parallel sub-agents for code-based scale work. The company hinted that Mythos class models, currently restricted to cybersecurity partners, are coming to all customers in the coming weeks. Minimax dropped one of the most significant open weights releases in months. M3 is the first open model to combine frontier coding, agentic capabilities, and native multimodality from the start. It uses a novel sparse attention mechanism that delivers 15.6 times faster decoding at 1 million tokens of context, a custom subquadratic architecture that makes ultra-long context agents economically viable. Benchmarks are strong. 59% on SOEB Bench Pro, 66% on Terminal Bench, and 74% on MCP Atlas. The API is live now with a 50% launch discount. Full weights and a technical report drop in about 10 days. This is a serious production-grade open weights model from a Chinese lab that keeps delivering. Meanwhile, NVIDIA also announced Nemotron 3 Ultra, a 550 billion parameter monster with only 55 billion active thanks to 90% sparsity. It's now the most intelligent U.S. open weights model, scoring 48 on the Artificial Analysis Index, and it runs at over 300 tokens per second. Between Minimax M3 and Nemotron 3 Ultra, the open weights ecosystem just had its best weekend in a while. Chinese labs push on efficiency and multimodality, NVIDIA pushes on scale and speed, and Microsoft Build kicks off this week alongside Computex. The company is going all in on agents. Copilot Studio computer-using agents are now generally available and can autonomously operate full UIs. Omar Shahine confirmed on X that OpenClaw and personal AI agents are coming to Microsoft 365. The shift from agents that suggest to agents that do is real. But some skepticism remains. We've seen the Copilot plus PC push flop before. This time the hardware is actually compelling, with RTX Spark delivering local AI compute that doesn't require a data center. Whether that changes the story remains to be seen. And a quick note on OpenAI, they launched multi-agent autonomous capabilities allowing Codex to function like a 5-person engineering team. Codex computer use is now on Windows, and they're offering 6 months of free ChatGPT Pro plus Codex plus API credits to approved open source maintainers. Smart move to lock in the developer ecosystem while Anthropic is shipping fast. That's the briefing for Monday, June 1st. I'll be back tomorrow with more AI news. The local AI and automation edition. Stick around for episode 2 in the feed.